My name is Ainsley. I'm 11 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Mark Fearn. Mark taught me to always look forward in life instead of looking back. He taught me that even if things aren't looking good for you, you have to persevere and think about the good things that could come out of hard times. This is important to me because if nobody persevered, they wouldn't feel like they tried hard enough. Mark was raised in England in a way incredibly similarly to how we are raised in America. He was born in a small town called Sheffield, which is in the northern middle part of England. Sheffield was very industrial and rural, like Pittsburgh used to be. It was full of trees, hills, fields, and agriculture. Another town Mark lived in was called Bakewell, which was famous for its pastries. A Bakewell tart is a big deal in England. The shop that sold it was called the Bakewell Pudding Shop, which also sold lots of other pastries. While growing up, Mark's favorite food was Indian food. He especially loved the curry, which is the adopted national dish of England. There are about as many Indian restaurants in England as there are Chinese restaurants in the USA. When Mark was young, he went to a private lower school and then moved on to a high school, which was called Lady Manners. When he was in high school, Mark played soccer and cricket. Soccer is one of his favorite sports to watch. Right after he finished high school, he went to work for a company that rolled steel. There weren't many differences that Mark noticed when he came to America. Mark traveled to America for a job in 1983 when he was 21 or 22 years old. When Mark first came, he lived in Louisiana, and then he went to Cleveland. After that, he finally came to Pittsburgh. He originally came to America because the steel industry in his home country wasn't as productive as it had once been. Mark wanted to keep working in the steel industry, and jobs were available here. Adjusting to life in America wasn't very hard because Mark had been to America on vacation before. He didn't have to learn a new language, but did notice that people were fascinated by his British accent. They would listen to him talking instead of what he was saying. Mark purposefully tried to change his accent to sound more American. I think this is where he showed the most perseverance. Mark has been in America for 7 years and became a citizen because he wanted to be able to vote. Now you have learned where perseverance can lead you. I hope I can use this later in my life. I'm glad I got to learn about Mark's life story. I think it is interesting to learn how other people's lives are different from ours. I hope future fifth graders have as much fun interviewing as I did.